Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so how many commercials have you seen so far tonight? And have they made promises they can't keep?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Aquafina promises nothing. Pure nothing. Go ahead, take a sip. It tastes like this. Ooh, hey. Ah! That was refreshing.
Aquafina. So pure, we promise nothing.
Okay, so I'm glad I've cleared up nothing.
Welcome to another edition of ONE Dynasty tonight. And of course, This is the Honeybee Files, and I am your man, the myth, the legend, Olasky. On air now from Lagos, Nigeria, 516-453-9133. What I got to do is press 1 to join the conversation. It's brought to you by them boys at Looking Glass Entertainment. And tonight we have someone that's coming home to us again, an outstanding and brilliant young man, an outstanding poet. And I'm so proud of him. We both share the same lineage, and we'll go into that later on in the program. The outstanding Linwood Michi tonight. Linwood, how are you tonight?
Man, I'm good. I'm good. How you doing?
Hey, man. It's a Honeybee Files, man. We do it, every, you know, absolutely smooth. Now, of course, guys, we have 6 testaments, and we always respect our spotlight, who is Linwood Michi tonight. There'll be no calls in between our testament and our music tonight. So sit back and enjoy the show, and we're going to bring you on right after we do our thing. Linwood, talk about your journey in poetry, people who have influenced you, and then we're going to start our testament tonight.
Like, you know, I got into poetry, music when I was like 10 years old. You know, my mom didn't let me listen to rap when I was growing up, you know what I'm saying? But when I turned 10, she gave me my own little boom box for my room. It had a 6-CD disc changer set and all that, you know? So I was like, yeah, you know, okay. So she told me, she was like, you know what I'm saying, don't be playing that rap music loud in my house. I didn't know what rap music was, so I sat down and I got on my radio. I started playing with it and I was figuring out the stations and stuff. It was a new digital set with the 2 big subwoofers on the side with the tweeters and all that in the, you know,
oh,
it was,
man,
a good setup. So I was feeling myself. So I went downstairs. My room was always in the basement. I was the oldest child, so I went downstairs to my room in the basement. Went around. It was a little bar area down there where my sister was set up, and I started going through stations, and I came across this one song. It was 1998, you know what I'm saying? I came across this one song, and it was Jay-Z, Hard Not Life, you know what I'm saying? You know, I was listening to it, and what made me stop was the fact that I knew that that was Annie on the song, you know what I'm saying? When it came on, it was like, it's a hard not life for us. It's a hard not life, you know what I'm saying? So I'm feeling, I'm like, okay, I know this song, you know what I'm saying? So I play the song, and then Jay-Z come on, dropping these bars, you know what I'm saying? And at the time, I didn't know what the hell he was talking about, but it sounded good, you know what I'm saying? So I sat down right there, and I wrote my first verse, you know what I'm saying? I wrote my first rap verse right then. So I went and told my mom, like, you know, I want to be a rapper, you know what I'm saying? So my mom was like, nigga, you don't know what rapping is, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, no, I want to be a rapper. So she was like, what you done heard on song? So she was like, I told her what song I heard. She was like, okay, that's a good song, you feel what I'm saying? But, yeah, listen to something for me. So then she put on that Tupac, you know what I'm saying? Then she put on some Run DMC, you know what I'm saying? Then she went to Biggie, and when she hit Biggie, I fell in love with it. I fell in love with hip-hop, with music, with the words behind it, you know what I'm saying? So when it get to my poetry level, hip-hop is nothing but poetry just expressed in our own ways, you know what I'm saying, our own separate way for our culture. So when I get into my bars and I get into my rhythm, my flow, my freestyling, my spoken word, whatever it is that I do, you know what I'm saying, I put what I feel into it. So that way when it come out, everybody else can feel what it is. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, first of all, I love it. And, you know, the first time I fell in love with hip-hop was the song Your Cold Wanna Be With Me by UTFO way back in 1984, man. When I first heard that, man, I saw the tango, man. You know, I saw the V-neck with the waves, you know what I mean, the Georgetown jacket, the Lee jeans, you know what I mean, the Adidas forms or the top fans. That's how I got down. You know, I was like, you know, 14 years old, so I appreciate your introduction. Now, this is how it's going to go. Tonight, we're bringing you the soundtrack of your life, featuring the Blue Carpet Treatment by Snoop Dogg. Now, after we play our first track, we'll do our first testament. And let's get it cracking on ONA.
Yeah, man.
You know, it's easy to talk about doing something. But when it comes down to the action part, where most folks take a little life vacation.
I was just thinking to myself, man. You know, this Blue Carpet Treatment record is deep to me. And I need to let my peoples know how deep it is to me. On some real talk, like... It's like looking at popping and seeing whoppers and movers. If I'd have got it, I try to be hard on the low. Nobody's got it, so I decide to sleep by the door. Open my mind, try to slip inside my grandpa's phone. Drifting off into another stage of life. Nigga paid your price, and big homies made your fight. Niggas ain't wanna see a nigga be bop, no. Toe for toe, I beat a nigga down to the floor. Incredible, forgettable, better blast past the mood of mine. Many men were eradicated by music mind. Open your eyes and take your time to visualize. And once you decide to move your mind in due time, it's so erotic, you've been exotic, it's getting naughty. Freezing groove, you're rowdy, rowdy, girl, move your body. It's melodic, I'm being honest and modest. You done fucked off my whole rap flow, think about it. Fuck that, nigga, I'ma do it right. Things ain't moving right, I don't think that you would like for me to be mad, singing niggas can't stand me. Sitting at home, watching motherfuckers at the Grammy. Wishing I was there, nah, nigga, I don't wish no more. I'm the big cat fish in the bowl. Basically, you hear these rappers out of using my flow. They need Snoop on their song, they make this shit official though. Indismissible, release a nigga, modern day king of mine. Taking my time, chronologizing my rhyme, writing my rhyme. Trying to get intellectual, directing the weather. Making my negative records more intellectual. Trying to change the direction of flow. When it's singing, born singing, you know I get liver when I get blowing. Ain't been nobody to change game since came, came, same thing, same lane, then diggy, diggy, bang. Words of rock, bass, just make the music dope. Things don't change, man, it's so remarkable. And they don't know how to do it, cause they don't flow that way. Go that way, roll that J. Roll my tape and take me back a day you were fully. You're so into what you're doing, but you can't get into it. You can't talk, and now you're ruined. But you know I'ma do it, and now you doing it. They ruined, now you blew it, blew it, blew it. I'm dipping through the universe, make a mudiverse, do the ludiverse, hit the Buddha first. You can never be the hoe, let me show you how to treat a hoe. If you're liking me, follow me, you're so believable. Got a way to get his own music out, record executive, bounce ballin' and acting bad. Take my time, grip mine, break mine, take my, make my, kick goodbye. Thanks to niggas who might make it illegal and not rival the Beatles and rock, rocking my peoples and fly, fly like eagles. Been doing this shit like leaders and hitting y'all with heaters and walking my Adidas. I continue to bust, then I push the chuck, giving niggas a puff, still giving it up. Beanie Siegel, what up? Real niggas is up. On the scheme with my team, yeah, dazzle corrupt. Incredible, forgettable, better blast past the mood of mine. Many men were eradicated by music mind. Open your eyes and take your time to visualize. And once you decide to move your mind in due time, it's so erotic, you've been exotic, it's getting naughty. Freezing groove, you're rowdy, rowdy, girl, move your body. It's melodic, I'm being honest and modest. You done fucked off my whole rap flow. Think about it. We bust till we bust them up. Lay low, I know they told you not to fuck with us. Laying and playing and saying, man, walking in vain. Anxious for fame, a nigga trying to walk in my lane. And try to walk in my shoes, but they just don't fit. You couldn't fit the shit that I fit, cause I'm the shit. And this is it, legit, let's flip the chips and fix and move the work and hurt that bitch. I'm through with this.
And now, the first Testament of the Night by Linwood Nietzsche. The mic is yours.
All right, man. The first little piece I'm gonna get to you, man, is just like a testimony to my talents. You know what I'm saying? And I really just played with some words. It's one of my classes. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna get that one to y'all. It goes like this: Is it safe for me to say? No, I'm sorry. Excuse me. This lyrical talent that I have is something that I take passion in. So profound with my nouns, it's my brain, they are clashing in. I could half pretend that I ain't smoking hash again, but that would be like lying about the super stupid cash I spend. I'm faster than your master's hand, not the dojo you practice in. See, what happens is the mask you in hides inside the trash you is. Just listen and pay attention so that you don't have to ask again. Blow fast as wind, never last to win, sufficing with the task in hand. I'm a bastard man with a master plan to leave you in a drastic trance. My brain to perform a magic dance to relieve you and your faggot friends. Malicious mixed with vicious, so I never show compassion, man. A lasting sin upon the great lakes that they stashed me in. I'm back for more with my back to the door. Mars in my horizon, set that for the course. attacking for sure, never asking for more. I can ask you to spoil, harass you for sure. I'm armored to the core, much stronger than before. The more that I record, I get stronger and you know it. My mentality is telling me to bask in the glory. True story, no story, never telling tall tales. If all else fails and the stars repel, we'll just call it off scale. I'm a big dog, yeah, but I don't sniff out trails. But if you sit in the wind like a bitch, I'll smell. Disrespectful, so I never feel a need to even check you. Get respectful before I ever feel a need to even bless you. Won't contest you unless you don't believe in how I address you. I'm so special when you see me be like me. Yeah, that's true. You feel me?
Wow, man. You're starting your mess already, man. And listen, man, it's like popcorn service. We'll go right into our second track tonight. It's crazy.
Don't get caught, we just do dot dot. Yeah, nigga, we shaking the cops. You niggas out there just be making it hot. But don't trip if you're faking a lot. I'll break you, shake you, and take your spot. Cause if you think that you gon' slip through California without getting banged on, brother, you're wrong.
Always up to no good.
I really love my dog, we're up together and all, but he
always up to no good.
Hell yeah, I love New York, that's why I married the broad, but she
always up to no good.
We can't hang no more, cause I'm a ball of y'all, and he
always up to no good.
Let me tell you about these streets.
Always up to no good.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Walking
yeah,
down
yeah, yeah, yeah,
the
always
avenue.
Crazy.
From Hollywood
always
to South Central.
Always up to no good.
y'all, Julio G, Westside Radio. You got your ears tuned to the blue carpet treatment. A todos los latinos, los voy a llevar a la playa larga. Y voy a dejar que Snoop les diga lo que le pasó. Hey, Snoop, tell them what's up, vato.
What's going on, vatos out there in our hometown, you know what I mean, Compton, California, East L.A., it's your honeybee, you know what I mean, you know, Rose Clans, you know what time it is, right? 516-453-9133. All you got to do is press 1 to join the conversation. It's brought to you by them boys. Thank you, boys. Looking Glass Entertainment. And now, our second testament. Hi, Lingua Michi. The mic is yours.
All right, this second one called My World Through My Mirror, and I wrote this because I was going through something with myself, you know what I'm saying? I was fighting demons with myself, and I didn't know who I was, you know what I'm saying? But people would look at me and judge me based off of how I was dressed or the fact that I've been to prison or whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying, I wrote this to explain how I felt. They go like this. What is it that I see when I look into this glass? Is it an image of who I am, a reflection of my past? Is it the pain from the struggle of a brother of color? I wonder, is that a demon that I see that makes up the description of my mask? Can I see the sins I committed that were forgiven but still existing, and the crimes I committed that landed me in this prison? Cinder block buildings befriending men without feelings in the land clouded with killers, sex offenders, and drug dealers. Is it a hurt like none other, pain that I conceal? Is this the shadows of my enemies that the light has yet to reveal? Can I see I'm blind to the pain that my family kids can feel? It's devastating, and yes, I hate it, but it's a life that I chose to live. Can I see my journey down a path in the world that's covered in dark and full of terror, where blue skies only come by on the 32nd of never? Can I see old trees with no leaves like these with no creed whatsoever? Or can I see the infected being my mind conceived in the image that's projected? Can I see a soul that's unprotected and a heart that's been neglected, chewed up, spit out, and just downright disrespected? Can I see blessings that pass me by? How come the only questions I ask is why? Why this? Why that? Why? Why my, oh my, that figure that I see swimming in that river that my tears have cried? But maybe it's going to be okay, because I think I could see a sun that shines deep inside behind my eyes as my vision gets clear. So, no, it's not me that I see in this glass. It's my world through my mirror.
Wow, Lewis. You know, a lot of times, man, you're hearing a lot of people, man, that are in prison who are also come home from incarceration, man. Some people have been exonerated. Some people have been, you know, thrown away in society. But we're glad to have you back here on New Dynasty. Now, this next track is dedicated to me and Linwood, or Linwood and I. You know, before, you know, my mother and father moved to Pennsylvania, I was out there doing a lot of things, man. Linwood know my story. It's between me and Linwood. It's not y'all business. But we gangbang. You know, we're talking about a person who's a pyro. You know what I'm saying? Soup root. And a person that was all about grit, you know, and for us to come together as brothers tonight and do broadcasting excellence, right? Look at us and what we have come from, man. You know, big facts, man. And this song is dedicated to us and what we do on a constant basis. Let's gangbang.
Yeah.
West Coast. It's time to stand up, nigga. We gon' unite round this motherfucker one time. I'm calling every real Crip nigga and every real B-Dawg to the table right now. Yeah. We gon' push a real line right now. See if y'all with this real gangster gorilla shit. Have you ever seen 100,000 rip riders from the side? Blue chucks, blue rags, gray clouds, blue skies on the move. Can't lose, Hill Street blues. Niggas gotta pay they dues on the cruiser with the Uzi. Spray these suckers in a cruise. My granny saw it on the news. She shook up, look up, and then she put me on the move. I tried to get away,
but I couldn't get far, cause the homies had to loop that night at King Park. And I got into a squad, got caught, and went to jail. Straight to the county with no motherfucking bail. 4800 with this crippin', oh well. My big homie Boy Blue snatched me by my coattail. He say, "Trip, dog, you better get right, crip right, eyes open, cause niggas get stuck on seaside. It ain't no motherfucking problem. Pop, pop, tick tock, never flip flop, 20 quick until I drop.
In the motherfucking S5 with the red bandana double knotted round the rear view. Niggas see clear through, they know that it's James. Cherry red low and hearts, let them know that I bang. So bang, like sleeping deep cover. I got the seat reclined 4-5 under the white teeth. Smothered dipping down green leaf. I ain't got no enemies, been shot 5 times. Now I bleed Hennessy and bang for my niggas locked up. They can't stop us, it ain't a gangster party till we go and dig Pac up. I'm Dr. Martin Luther King with 2 guns. Huey P. Newton with Air Force One song. I gangbang, but I'm the opposite of Tupi Williams. Red Lambo, red bandana, Prince ceiling. Me and Snoop got the West Coast block. Red and blue rag tied in the knot. But all my motherfucking homies yelling out. So in Long Beach, I'm stuck. Ain't no bloods and all I see is blue chucks. Popped out the 6-tray, nowhere to go. The Snoop pulled up in that Pittsburgh, still a 6-4. We just dipping, one blood and one crippin'. I'm on that bullshit, throw back Scott Pippin. Moral is my bandana hanging from the left side. So if you ain't a clip or a blood, just throw a west side. What up, blood?
Yeah, cuz we just tipping, me and gang doing things, switching lanes, hurricanes on my feet. Stop and see, walk to the beat. Gang, take the wheel and turn on 21st Street. East side, LBC, gun in my hand, it's the turf by the turf, but we don't play in the sand. We just slip and slide out, we rip and ride out. Let it be known, nigga, welcome to the Thunderdome.
What we have done, you know what I'm saying, in our lives, you know what I'm saying, because growing up in Compton, all you know is, you know, crip life, and, you know, and like Lil Meechie says, you know, a lot of times all we know is, you know, blood life, and a lot of times the situations at hand gives us, you know, either two choices, either you do your thing, or you get out, and to all my people out there that's still banging, to all my people that's my age, that are now grandparents, fathers, you know, out there, you know what I mean, trying to do the best they can to survive. This is my thing. This is my hustle. You know, going to school, getting my college degrees to do my thing on radio. This is how I survive, y'all. Because, you know, I was a miscreant. And you know, Lil Misha knows what I'm talking about. Hey, Linwood, man, we bang hard, bro. You know what I'm saying? Those streets, bro. Talk about the life, man. Talk about the gang-banging life, man, before we go to the next testament. Because a lot of people don't know, you know, what we were about and what we're not trying to be now. How about that?
I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? Basically, it's a life of turmoil, you know what I'm saying? Really and truly, to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? It looked good when it's in the videos and they talking about it in the songs. And don't get it twisted, you know what I'm saying? I'm an artist myself. I do music, and I talk about it in my songs, you know what I'm saying? But I talk about it because that's the life that I live, you know what I'm saying? It becomes who you are. It consumes you, you know what I'm saying? And when it consumes you, you don't have no choice. It's like heroin taking over your body. You know what I'm saying? When the heroin take over your body, you got to feed that heroin addiction. If not, you be throwing up, spitting up blood when you detoxing all this. You know what I'm saying? So that's what that life is. You know what I'm saying? Gang banging, man. You know what I'm saying? Fighting for a color. You know what I'm saying? It's deeper than the color. You know what I'm saying? It's deeper than the color if you know, if you learn your ethics behind it, your history, the reason it was brought forth, what your codes are, all this, you know what I'm saying? If you somebody that bang and you actually know your shit, then it means a lot more to you than just, you know what I'm saying, this is, oh, I can put a flag in my pocket, and that's how it was for me, like, you know what I'm saying? I had to bleed for what I gained, you know what I'm saying? And I don't fell back from it, you know what I'm saying, because I'm old and I'm trying to do different things with my life, but that shit consumes you, and it's a part of you, you know what I'm saying? It becomes a part of you, you know? It's like cutting the cancer out your body, you feel what I'm saying? Living that life, you gotta watch your back, you know what I'm saying? When you step out the house, because your ops could be outside the door lurking in the bushes, or one day I got out of high school, walked out the front door, and these fools seen me coming out the door and started shooting at a group of full of kids, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the life that you live. The police always looking down on you. You get pulled over, it don't matter what you did something wrong, you know what I'm saying? All simply because you affiliated, you know what I'm saying? And to be affiliated is like, man, you get PTSD from this shit, you know what I'm saying? If you really affiliated and you really go through the shit and do the shit that I done did and seen or went through, you know what I'm saying, then You can sign up for disability for this shit, for real. You know what I'm saying? This shit is devastating to the mind frame. It's mentally devastating. You know what I'm saying? That's just being 100. You feel me? I don't brag and boast about it no more because, like I said, I'm trying to steer people to a different path, especially these youngins. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to steer them to a different path. So I don't brag and boast about it no more. But I still know about it. I still know what it is. Images and dreams. I still have all this stuff, you know what I'm saying, for shit that I did. And that's just part of the life. But that shit ain't for nobody, man, to be real with you.
Well, first of all, you know, a lot of times, you know, when I go home, everybody knows I step off the plane and all blues. Everybody know that. And Freight Triple G. But however, you know, I do that because of the lives that was lost. The clicker, you know, that claim, you know what I'm saying? H. Trey Hoover. You know what I mean? Just like my man claimed. But we don't have to be in that life to be detrimental to society. But Pyro the Crip, y'all. If you don't understand, that's your fault. And of course, we go to our third testament of the night. Hey, let me meet you. The mic is yours.
All right, man. I wrote this one right here, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm going to switch it up a little bit, but it's all leading to the same thing. I wrote this one right here because, you know, I got locked up, and it was like, you know, I was wondering, you know, if anybody missed me, whatever was going on, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I wrote this one. It's called Do You Miss Me? Check it out. Be like this. Do you miss me? Do you miss me? I miss you. Do you miss me? I miss a lot. I miss a little. I miss it all, the simple things. I miss your love. I miss your touch. I miss the lust, the way we fuck. I miss so much. I miss enough. I even miss the way you fuck. I miss the kiss from your tender lips. I'm filled with bliss. When I think of this, I reminisce of the time we spent loving each other like time don't exist. I miss your eyes. I miss your smile. I miss your swag. I miss your pride. I miss that ass. I miss those thighs. I miss your beautiful, intelligent mind. I miss the heart that you gave to me. From the start, it was plain to see. I love you all with all of me. Damn, I miss you, but do you miss me? You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you know, that's one of my more recent ones, you know what I'm saying, from this little stint that I did. And You know what I'm saying? I wrote that for somebody that is, you know, in my life now and here for me, and you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it mean a lot, man. You feel me?
Well, she's a beautiful
a lot.
Queen.
That's what I love.
She's a beautiful queen, and got a chance to talk to her, and I'm happy that you have somebody in your corner, Lynn, because we, because, you know, all of us need love, but, you know, we bosses, you know what I'm saying? Track. We bosses, baby. O-L-I-C on the Chiz Act.
Some of them lie about the shit they got and what they do on the block. Some of them lie about the guns they pop. But I don't. It's how it is for me, cause I live a boss's life. So many niggas wanna play, but still got dues to pay. Some of them gotta beg a bitch to stay. But I don't. It's how it is for me, cause I live a boss's life. Now this is for the B's and the C's and the B's and the H's and the G's. Putting work in overseas. At ease with the doggy and smoke some weed. Fuck it if my nigga detox and it's smoke for me. Baby, this is presidential. A pocket full of women understanding how I'm living. Show them hoes how you win it. It's the beginning with the pearls you're giving the world. Soft like linen and sweet like cinnamon. But every day like 50 say it's many men. They wanna take me out the spot. They want the pussy in the end. But separate the paper and the beans and the cribs and the holes and the clothes. I'ma have to let them go. You know how the dog roll. Don't get it twisted cause he bang out the east just in case you wanna visit. A touch of the exquisite mixed with something pimpish. And it's coming from the beach where them niggas is a beast. But I just listen, all that shit is in my past. I'm connected to the purse first, nigga, the ass last. From Long Beach to Venice is the premise. Want the green like spinach and I'm strong to the finish.
See me, man, I'm nothing like you. I got the kind of swagger that you ain't used to. Leaning in my ride, full fifth cock banging. Me, I'm riding by you on the corner block slanging. I'm living that boss inside. The hoes come running when they see me coming. I'm living that boss inside. Can't have anything, just don't fuck with my money.
This is for the west and the east and the dirty south. Khakis and the Tims and them niggas with the platinum mouth. Thinking that they blessed by the actions that be coming out. When you in Magic City, you be carrying a lot of clout. But tricking ain't the route. That's even if you got it, there's a method to you holding it when they can't do without it. Just put the P up in it, nigga, if she bout it. You can have her in a partner fucking with it for a dollar. If she a baller, she gon' ride with a shot caller. Roll with the boss dog in the back of a blue Impala. And if she faller, then she gon' swallow all the game you got to give her. Be a different bitch tomorrow. But I would never bother breaking up a dog father. Unless I knew that she was bodying, having diamonds on his collar. I'm just the author spreading game to my partners. Walking on the blue carpet with the doctor.
You see me, man, I'm nothing like you. I got the kind of swagger that you ain't used to. Leaning in my ride, full fifth cock banging. Me, I'm riding by you on the corner block slanging. I'm living that boss inside. The hoes come running when they see me coming. I'm living that boss inside. Can't have anything, just don't fuck with my money.
Yeah, Julio G, West Side Radio. You're inside the blue carpet treatment right now, man. That's Snoop Dogg and Akon, Boss's Life. Hey, let me shout some people tuned in right now. Shout out to the 818, the 626, the 213 on the check-in, 310-714, the 909, and everybody else tuned in. You know what it is, baby. West Side Radio, we're going to keep it moving with the blue carpet treatment. Let's get into the brand new Snoop Dogg Ice Cube. It's LAX. That's how we doing it, baby. West Side.
West Side, y'all. All the people out there in California, man. I don't get a chance to really say this a lot, man. You know, where I'm from, my turf, I love every single man, woman, boy and girl, baby out there. California love, man. West Side, that's what I got to say. Period. Now, our fourth testament right now from Lynn with Michi, the mic is yours.
All right. This one right here called Imagine Love, you know what I'm saying? And I actually wrote it for somebody, you know what I'm saying? But I'm real relatable when I write. And it was just, you know what I'm saying, about a dude being, you know what I'm saying, like so deeply attracted with his spouse, you know what I'm saying, that it drives him crazy, you know what I'm saying? So it's called Imagine That. And it go like this. Imagine this. I'm back to the old me after I let a heart attack me and make my soul bleed. But this ain't new, it's so me. Attracted to red devils and red dresses and gold rings, 6-inch heels, Fiona pumps and mood swings. I guess little brother was right, only bitches wear mood rings. Real women do real things, and a real woman is a real man's dream, able to supply what a man wants and can provide what a man needs. She stands tall when he's on his knees. She holds strong when he goes weak, bounded by the laws above, set forth by a God above. Imagine that. Imagine this. Trapped in the spell of thick thighs and fat tits, pretty eyes and luscious lips made perfect for seductive shit. Make you lust for the fuck of it. I ain't drunk and in love, my friend, just in love with a drunken friend. You can love me, just don't pretend, because to love me means to the end. Imagine that.
Wow, man. I love that, man. You know what? I'm going to flip the script, man, because, you know, a lot of times when we're in love, man, out here in these streets, man, a lot of people don't understand us. However,
yeah, right.
There's always understanding, man. If you a real man, a real woman will come to you. And guess what? I got the perfect track for that. Hey, Dre. Hey, Snoop, man. California stand up.
Doc, what up, my nigga? Snoop Dogg. This what it is, man. This record is so motherfucking gangster, man. I think it's time for me and you to just tone it down a bit. Come on.
Imagine it never happened. Imagine no rapping. Imagine niggas trapped. Imagine it having action. Imagine how these niggas could be acting if we never got this shit cracking. Imagine life so hard, you can't imagine. It's like living in the city of God, you feel me? Imagine life from the yard, or trying to get that dollar on some shitty ass job. Imagine Biggie with his son. Imagine Pop getting called Pop by one. Imagine a mother struggling, dealing with a system that don't give a fuck about who shot her son. Imagine life where you can't win, when you get out the ghetto and go right to the pen. When you get out the pen, you go right to the gym. So if you get back to the streets, you go right back in. Imagine Russell still struggling. No Def Jam, just another nigga hustling. And ain't no rocks on them fellas, just rocks on them fellas, just trying to keep it bubbling. Imagine niggas just stuck, from the east to the west coast, everybody fucked up. I can't imagine no less, but it don't take imagination to know niggas been blessed with hip-hop.
Imagine being lit up by some hot shells. Imagine being tossed around and put in jail. Imagine life when you can't get from under. Imagine niggas at you when you done for. Remember how they asked you what you run for and treat you like a bitch when they kick you in your dick and take your shit. Reacting like they hate to see you gun-ho. But just imagine if the rabbit got the gun, no. But you already know. Imagine niggas in the LBC. Felt just like Snoop Dogg and D.R.E. And felt just like them niggas in the 213. Then imagine that's what's coming when you fucking with me. Imagine you was up on top of this shit. Imagine if the bitches could stay off this dick. I mean imagine we said fuck this shit. Imagine if my niggas got together and tore up this bitch. Yeah. You can't imagine growing up in jail dumb. Happy just to be alive, watching all your people run. But you imagine growing up to sell you 50 million records worldwide or fucking off somebody's son. Imagine if these niggas never saw a color. Would it be peaceful in them streets where niggas kill each other? All the drunk fool get his pissed on balls. Keep fucking off my niggas, they gon' murder us all. Imagine that.
Can you imagine?
Westside. I'm going to say it again, Westside. Yes, I'll get a chance to even, you know, say about my culture, you know what I'm saying? Westside all day.
In the name of Allah, in the name of God, the beneficent, the merciful, the one God to whom all praise is due, regardless of land, label, or title, no matter what name you call God by, whenever life seems hard, everybody know that you must talk to God.
Y'all hear that? No matter what you call him, you must talk to God. And now our fifth testament by Lin with Michi. The mic is yours.
Alright, this fifth one that I'm about to do, you know what I'm saying? This is going to be a little different than the other ones. I'm going to get into a little bit of my flow side, you know what I'm saying, my rapping side. But this one right here is called My Life, you know what I'm saying? And I wrote this one for my kids, you know what I'm saying? And it go like this. I want everything that comes with the price of the fame. Maybe that's the reason I give my life to the game. A couple hit songs domesticated the name, make the world sing along with every word that I'm saying. Motivated by my daughters, my girl, the queen of my land. Never take for granted life, it can easily come to an end. I know what's wrong ain't right, cause it's good and evil in man. So I just pray at night that he forgive me of my sins. I got dropped behind bars, so I just picked up the pen. Writing out bars that niggas can understand. You ride it in your cars while smoking and sipping Henny in the bedroom with your bottle of getting it in. Come on, let's not pretend most men don't think the same. Intelligent yet stupid for reasons we can't explain. Carry the weight of the past, the future becomes a strain. While behind glass, watching your people cry out in pain. Down the road, you get contact. It's really just the same. Only difference is you the one that's crying out of shame. Longing for your kids is a feeling that can't be tamed. And longing for your girl to make a nigga go insane. So we pray for better days and hope the sun dry the rain. I pray to see the day you let the sun dry the rain. I pray to see the day you let your daughter change your name. And pray that they'll never ever beat you to the grave. Cause life can be so cold. We struggle to hold on, maintain the throne. To see my name in the lights make me struggle for more. I see my name in these lights cause I hustle and flow. So tonight I'ma do this for my kids, the ladies of my life. I'm the night that's shining bright. They the reason that I fight, they the reason that I strive. They the reason that I struggle, they the reason I survive. My life, yeah, this is my life. My life, yeah, this is my life, yeah, yeah. My life, yeah, this is my life, yeah, my life. Yeah, maybe I'm still corrupted, but my structure is flawless. I trust no nigga. I put my trust in my daughters, because my babies, they going to stand behind the nigga regardless. And together, baby, we can make it happen, no problem. I ain't stealing and robbing. I'm just chilling in gardens, fulfilling the dreams that my children are conjured. They see in me things that I believe I could conquer while achieving the things that they still need from their father. They the reason I breathe, hustle and flow to my heart stop. On top of the game, like I stand on the Xbox, the best out. No doubt in I fresh out, nigga. I get my time on my head till I dressed out, nigga. I can flex, my nigga. I no longer stress, my nigga. A reflection of who I am is in my kids, no mirror. As my kids grow bigger, I smile and my tears grow thicker. Cause I'm proud of what I raised over the years I was missing. Not really missing, just distance. I lost some time to the system. A piece of Monica pussy is what I gave up for prison. No pretty women, just niggas that like to flare up like bitches. Like that once I'm up here with women flare up as inches. It's my life.
Wow. You know, here's a situation, man. A lot of times, man, we cast aside people, man, that I did wrong. Some of my best friends are miscreants, man. Some of my best friends, man, that did things out here, man. I did things out here, man. I went to school. I got a master's degree. And I'm your favorite DJ of all time. Don't stop.
You in the war zone. Yeah. THX. I want to go universal one time, mate. I want to talk to the whole world, mate. Cause I know niggas feel this shit, man. Everywhere, man. No matter where you at, you got to feel this, cuz. Trip. If you see the police,
don't stop.
You got your heat on the seat,
don't stop.
My nigga ball till you fall,
don't stop.
And break a bitch like a law,
don't stop.
My nigga, get your cash.
Don't stop.
Oh, you keep the stash in the dash.
Don't stop.
Oh, you like to scrape and crawl.
Don't stop.
Well, we do it with no breaks at all.
Yeah, oh, okay, oh. Yeah. Don't stop, don't quit. You don't wanna get dropped, don't pop no shit. I'm telling niggas now, off top, real spit. Like it or not, we who you got to deal with. Yeah, we at your service. You in the war zone now, so don't be nervous. And it don't stop. Everybody drop shit bottom to the top.
They want me to stop cause I've been going hard on them lately. And I feel like raising my right hand saying, motherfucker, don't make me slap your ass for not bringing back the cash. Now do it with no brakes, trick it, get it real fast.
One of you niggas gon' feel these bullets. It's cannons loaded, cock and pull it. West gang, riding out, that's all we do. West gang, nigga, I ain't gotta explain it to
yeah,
you.
If you get down to the sound,
don't stop.
If you gotta dump a few rounds,
don't stop.
If some punk clown flag you down,
don't stop.
If you don't come from the town,
don't stop.
If you trying to hang with the gang,
don't stop.
If you making money trying to slang,
don't stop.
If the neighborhood's where you hang,
don't stop.
If busting shots is your thing,
don't stop.
Yeah,
love. What you tryna do, my nigga? Anything you talking about, I've been through, my nigga. I'm original. Bust, I'm a DPG. Warzone motherfucker in the midst of the street.
Yeah, you get it and go. When the boys roll past, you're letting them know. Heat in the waistband, gang of tattoos. Content 8, don't stop for you fools. Won't stop lurking on them, I gotta eat, chief. Now get your ass in my way, I'm snatching you up by your little briefs. Now rock twice and do your hand like this. If you're not, stop representing this gangster shit.
So we bang the clip, the main West G spot. Compton, Long Beach, SCY. Where niggas is more sick, more dumb, more gone. Trick, you know where I'm from, the war zone.
If you see the police,
don't stop.
You got your heat on the seat,
don't stop.
My nigga ball to your fall,
don't stop.
And break a bitch like a law,
don't stop.
My nigga get your cash,
don't stop.
Oh, you keep the stash in the dash,
don't stop.
Oh, you like to scrape and crawl,
don't stop.
Well, we do it with no breaks at all,
don't
all,
stop.
All.
Don't stop. Don't stop.
And now, the last testament of the night by Lewin Nietzsche, and it's outstanding poetry. The mic is yours, sir.
All right, man. This last one I'm gonna give y'all again is gonna be one of my flowing pieces. But this is a piece that I wrote, you know what I'm saying, just based on what it is that I was going through, what I've been through, where I've been, and what I'm trying to do now. You know what I'm saying? Y'all are here the gradual change through it all. But, you know what I'm saying, pay attention to the key parts of this, you know what I'm saying? And you gonna hit some real shit. And they go like this. Do you believe in being true? When no matter what you do, when every night you pray to God hoping that you make it through. When niggas call you a lie, but you know you speak the truth. So you knock them niggas off because you know you pay your dues. In the streets you made your money. You kept your paper running, keep my dignity intact, and let no cat take it from me. In this Clayton County jail, 20 niggas in one cell with no probation or bail, quarantines of living hell, but I'ma make it by. You best believe I'll be all right. Every night I die inside, but you never see me crying. Why? Because I'm a man and not a motherfucking child. So until the day I fall, nigga, I'ma stand tall. In this ghetto, it's hard to stay. A youngin' ain't a low life. And just because he's so white, he a young nigga that's so trite. The world's gone wrong right, trying to make it through these long nights. Not even the Grim Reaper's being tortured with his own sight. The money game they made us play. The government they gave us jail. When we start to make the cake, then they want us locked away. Throw us all inside a cage. Let us fight and box for days. And when it come time to eat, they throw a bunch of slop on trays. I'm tired of looking out this window, nigga, from the lonely cell. Like Jigga Man, my only hell was with nobody, lonely bell. Let me sit alone in jail, fighting on the lonely scale.
banging for my freedom when no one could tell. It was like, damn, I used to sit back and just dream. Never really thought that I'd be rapping the mainstream. In this cold world alone, I struggled to gain cream. Now I see it's going wrong, so I struggle to change things. Spit the message through my words, the truth will sustain me. No matter what it costs, dude, cause nothing you gain's free. Watch the news on the tube, the truth is it pains me to see how so many dudes refusing to claim dreams. Instead of doing good, we creating these murder scenes, popping AR-15s, designing these same tees. Now everybody want to be a G like they was me, T. That ain't the life you lead to lead. Believe me, hold your head up, because they is going to get better. No matter the stormy weather, it can't get no weather. You got to do whatever it takes to get your cheddar. Forever, my nigga, just get your cheddar. Yeah.
How you feel tonight, man, in your testaments tonight? And how you giving the world who you are. You know, of course, being from Detroit, living in Atlanta, me being a transplant, you know what I mean, living in Philadelphia and Long Island now, but from Compton, California, you know, you soup whoop, and I'm crippin', man. Talk about it, man. How you feel about tonight, man?
Like, you know, I feel good, you feel what I'm saying? Like, it's been a long time coming for me, you know what I'm saying? It was like, you know, before I wanted to do a lot of shit. I was trying to do a lot of shit, but I wasn't really putting the effort to it, making the moves, making the steps, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? So one thing I want to do is I want to give a shout out to Lee Campbell, you know what I'm saying? Self-published black author, Bay and the Three Types of Man, How to Love Them, her own consulting business, Baddie Boss Consultants, you know what I'm saying? She got the Gold Diggers Academy going on. Like, she got a lot of things going on, and I want to give a shout-out to her, you know what I'm saying? Because truth be told, you feel what I'm saying? She always been telling me like this, you know what I'm saying? If you want to be great, you need to get married. Everybody that's great is married, you know what I'm saying? You look at Jay-Z. You look at Kevin Gates, you anybody you look at, especially our icons in the game, Papoose, you know what I'm saying? You look at our icons in the game, all of them are married and shit is happening for them because they live in the right way, they doing the right things, and they got a team behind them, even if it's just one person. But she been on my ass, you know what I'm saying? Like, every day she been on me, like, you need to do this. You need to do that, you know? So she's the reason I made it through the old to record them songs.
All right.
She's the reason that I motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, uploading my shit is going out to Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, anything you got is going to be on it, you know what I'm saying? And I want to thank her for that, but I say all that to say this, you know what I'm saying? It takes somebody, especially niggas that's coming from our background, and coming from what we done went through, it takes somebody that's going to be there for you to realize, like, you got more to live for than just yourself, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got to be on the edge. And that, at the same time, you're not exactly living for them, but you living to make yourself happy, because making the ones you love happy makes you happy, you know what I'm saying? When you realize that, it's a beautiful thing, you feel what I'm saying? I done been gangbanging, throwing big bees, all that good shit, you know what I'm saying? Yellow Hoop, all that shit. I was the big homie of a whole set in a whole state. You know what I'm saying? That's what it was. Like, if a nigga wanted something done, if a nigga wanted something did, they had to come and holler at me about it. Nope.
That's how it is, man. You know what I mean? Big mafia family.
Right. You know?
That's how it is.
And that's what it was. For a long time, it was nigga bang, 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 bang. You know what I'm saying? But then you got to remember, it's five types. It's five ways to bang, you know what I'm saying? And all of them ain't violence and physical. You know, you got money, you got spiritual, you got influential, you got educational. You got all these different ways. So what it was, you know what I'm saying, I felt that from it, but I still took those outer pieces. I got all of that with me. If it comes down to it, I can protect my family, that's for sure. You know what I'm saying? I can protect the ones I love. I can protect the ones I care about. But other than that, me going out here and risking myself and my freedom for, you know what I'm saying, nothing, and niggas just not going to give a fuck about me, because my girl is the one that took care of me. So, like I said, just living that life, man, is a strain on your body, on your mind, on your soul, you know what I'm saying? It takes a lot from you. So to be in the position that I am now, doing Merch City and having my own show on O&E, I had my own show on O&E, and I messed it up, and that's just being honest, you know what I'm saying? I don't mind being honest with the folks out here, you know what I'm saying? I messed that up because I wasn't being consistent and committed to what the fuck I was doing, you know what I'm saying? I was letting everything else come in between me being great, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I, like, that's what I get from my life is, like, man, you can't let nothing come in between you being great or going somewhere or doing things, you know what I'm saying? You can't let nothing stop you because life is short. You could be here today,
yeah,
and be gone tomorrow. Be free today, be locked up tomorrow. You don't know.
Come on now.
You know what I'm saying? You got to live life. You feel what I'm saying? So
It's funny you said that. You know, I got to go there, man, because, you know, going to the service day in my life, you know what I'm saying, you know, having discipline, never was the enemy of enthusiasm, ever, never. And people that know me, that love me, know that I should have been in jail or dead. But I chose a different lifestyle to be able to mentor people to be great. And that's the only dynasty. And a lot of times, man, in this situation, we'll open these lines up this next track. But you know what, though? It ain't easy.
The right song for the right moment, for the right feeling, you know what I'm saying? I guess that's why you great at what you do, so, you know what I'm saying? Shit, shout out to you.
I love you, man. And we'll go to the next caller. First caller on the line right now with the Honeybee Files. Get on the line with us now. And tell us who you are, where you calling from.
Mr. Automatic Charismatic, the creator of the O&E Dynasty.
My main man.
The website. And I'm back to do the website again in the future, so look out for that. I love doing the website because I got plans for the website. I got plans. I got, you know, one thing about my man, my brother, he just lets me, he trusts me with the website. You know what I mean? Because he got a lot of things going on with trying to get the radio, all that stuff. So, you know, when I created the website for Beverly Nation, you know, it's a beautiful thing, man. These great shows, you know, just something, a different flavor, you know what I mean? You know?
Well, first of all, you know, I always tell the world that this man helped me go to another level. You know, Automatic Charismatic is one of the geniuses when it comes down to behind the scenes. But all of that is all of that. We want you to do your poetry tonight. Mike Tyson's in the house, Lil Michi. You know how, you know, Brother Lyre get down. So now, Brother Lyre, the mic is yours.
Yeah. All right, this freestyle is going to be hustling these streets. Yo, what's up? Yeah, I got everything. So what you need? You walking these streets looking for something, looking for a way for the awakening. Damn, did you just lose your damn job? Did you just give up on hope? Are you on that slippery slope, tired of everybody trying to give you advice? You said, fuck them all. Said, you trying to do something different. Well, partner, I hustle in these streets. What do you want? I got everything you need. Are you willing to sell your soul to me? Murder was the case. You see my eyes. I give you everything. I give you everything. Of your dreams, women, mansion. Give you all your cars. You said you were tired of being poor. For what you're going to give to me, you bet to hand over what I've been asking for. I said your soul, damn it. I'm a hustle in these streets. I'm not done with you yet. Please, call me Damien. I told you once, you can't have everything without giving me what I want. But where is this? Have you broken away? Have you found yourself? Have you loved yourself? Did you start believing yourself and forgot about me? But you done your own hustling right in these streets. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, Mike Tyson, the Lyric Lynch, Tig is in the morning, Viper and Drive.
Wow. Auto. Wow. Lynn, we'll talk about it at this time.
Man, let's say, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he always come through with some bars, you know what I'm saying? He always come through with some bars, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, you gotta, you know what I'm saying? Really and truly, you just gotta give a damn about yourself if you want to be somebody or do something, you know what I'm saying? You gotta care for what's going on or what the future is or what it's gonna be. You know what I'm saying? Like that's why I'm getting the Stars Foundation together. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, like, mm-hmm. I've been on it, too, you know what I'm saying? It's about to hit y'all soon, you know what I'm saying? The Stars Foundation, stand together and rise stronger, you feel what I'm saying? And I'm bringing together all poets, you know what I'm saying? All poets from all backgrounds, ethnicities, upbringings, whatever, you know what I'm saying? I'm bringing them together because, you know what I'm saying, it starts with our youth, but at the same time, it starts with us, too. We got to want to change, you know what I'm saying? We got to want the change. And, you know, to hear people come on and spit pieces like you just spit, you know what I'm saying? That's why I steered my pieces and my testimonies in a certain direction, you know what I'm saying? To get other people to come on and feel where I'm coming from and relate to what I'm saying. This is like, look, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm still young. Don't get it twisted. I ain't even old. I done had a couple of people out there call me old head. It's all good. It's all Gucci.
Don't start that. See?
I ain't gonna start it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just stating facts. You know what I'm saying? These is all facts. And, you know what I'm saying, I respect that. And I got a lot of love for you. You know, you always came through and supported me, you know what I'm saying? So I appreciate that. But, you know, I'm coming back, though. You feel what I'm saying? I'm about to fuck the radio waves up.
I got a thing that I just mentioned from a previous show another network. But something that I'm going to do for Viper Network and, you know, Poetic Verses. And Lads, a lyrical into driver's seat. I want to put people in the driver's seat who been hosts and who hosts now. You know, artists. You know what I mean? So that's
I love
those
it. I love
two
it.
Shows, Poetic Verses, because we need not the type of show where we're dissing each other, but you're bringing. I want to hear two poets bringing their best work. Going back and forth with their best work.
You know how
it comes to me. I'm a monster with ideas. My brother know me for how long you been knowing me, brother?
Since 2016, brother. Since 2016 on the South Louisville Porch Hour. You know, Miss Tia's Queen. You know, I mean, twin Andre Presley. Your boy Olad of Skis. Yo, let's go ahead, man, do our thing. Now, listen, I want you to stay here, man. You got some other poets going to come on and do their pieces, man, and I love it. That is Mr. Automatic Charismatic, Lin with Michi. And you know what, though? Only Dynasty is all about champions. Hey, y'all, stay by the line. We bring you on next.
Check one, check two. This Rob, 5150 Recording Studios from the OX, Oxnard, California. Can't forget that comedy video.
King Chief, what up? Really feeling this shit. And I've been going all night, it's like 5 in the morning. I'm a little hoarse. But fuck it, listen. I'm the best for it, the game saw it. Still ready, take niggas out their flesh for it. I'm built on higher senses. Go to war through the core, your mind frame, attack pain. I'm the evil inside Kane, the element in diamonds that seduced that bitch, gave you a fly name. You're too soft while I train. My ether is moved around like some furniture from IKEA. Play golf with your ideas. When your dream catch a glimpse on how I get down with creations from my ears. Who you know, great stations and stage with incredible MCs like exhibiting trade. You motherfuckers act all gay, it's pretty simple. I dumb it down, try to see what's really in your mental and make you think before you pull that pistol. Cause on the street, yeah, you ballin', but they say you blew the whistle.
Sinners coincide with the victim list. Back to a black boy before I turn penniless. Wrecked two vehicles when it got another whip. Back on that rubber grip, banging George Clinton and the mother shit. No close ties with the mumble lips. Throw a brick
through a glass house. No mask when it took the stash out. Get drunk and pass out. Slipped in the coma, never came out. Never said the same mouth. A couple close shots made him fade out. Had a slow leak in a safe house. Polygraph penalized rappers turned feminine. Overlooked lies in the evil time. Sight from an evil eye. Sight from a loaded nine. Thoughts from an ill mind. Let me clarify the meaning. Understand that's what you're singing. Cause you know we're champions.
Listen, my shit is hotter. Biscuit popper, my nigga, New York Knickerbocker. I spit proper, y'all niggas ain't shit, partner. Jewel dropper, you pick them up in the stick rider. A whole lot of fans in the world, I'm a globetrotter. A whole lot of grams in my hand, I'm a snow copper. P. I like ice and I like minks. Might fuck you up, Mike Tyson was Mike Spinks. You can't fuck with the golden glove. Put the hole in your chest when I hold in the lotus love. Bang! Murder was the case. Gun in my waist, that is straight disturbing your face.
Whoa,
nigga,
keep going.
Sun pop toolies. We can shoot a fair one. Unbox movie.
Yeah.
Believe everything that I say.
Rock City.
Sean Price and the King of LA. Let's go. Bang!
Yo, KK, what it do, man? It's Black K, Pomona, California, representing. Trifling out this motherfucker, now I'm talking about.
West Coast in the house. Let me meet you. You're going to take these wonderful poets. You ready?
What's going on with?
Let's get it. Carly, you're on the line right now with your honeybee and these files right here at O&E.
All right. Well, good evening. Good evening, good evening. This is Jarek, the Gifted One Thomas. Good evening to you, Brother O, and to you, King Brother Lynn Wood.
What's good with
hey.
You? All right, so first off, let me congratulate the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee, Honeybee Oleski, on his O&E syndicated station all-time connection record with his 36 all-time International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcast enshrinee, Darlene Lawrence. Congratulations to you,
wow.
Honeybee Oleski.
Oof. Wait a minute. Man, well, you know the history, man. For me to tie Darlene tonight, you guys don't understand that. You know, she passed away on Valentine's Day 2019. Went to the Hall of Fame before she translated into glory. And for me to be part of, you know, the legacy of O&E Dynasty, I'm proud of that. To be 6 all-time and O&E Hall of Champions. I'm proud of that. You know, shout out to Andre Presley, Honey Bacatoon, Jared Petito, Sister Bessie the Truther, and Will of God, man. Like, just to be behind them, you know, is wonderful. And I'm very proud tonight. Jeff, you get to one, Thomas. I know you got a piece.
Man, you know I have one. So, Lynn Wood King, brother, I'm actually proud to be listening to this show tonight. Two things. One, they have a street in my city, in my hometown, Shreveport, named after you. So, got to give you a salute. So, I'm saluting you through the phone. And two,
I have
a piece that is very appropriate for this show. It's called Truth Be Told. So, if y'all ready, just roll with me on this. Hold your breath. If you're nervous, don't be. Truth be told, if there was a map for the journey I had to take, how do I know I'm on the right path or that the road would have been as bumpy as it has been? I've lived life shaken up, tossed around, and never knew if this was right or wrong. And for so long, I didn't know up from down. Truth be told, I didn't know if I would land on my feet so much that I didn't believe who I was. I stood in the middle of chaos, stress and despair, looking up for a sign of clear passage. Then I fell down on my face, looking for a trace of what seemed to be a leveled road ahead. And now the clouds have come and made what I seen clearly disappear. In the midst up ahead, there was a man who stood at a fork in the road, and he asked me, which road would I go? For he knew both roads that lies ahead. The first road was short, quick, with roses and joy, and the second road was long, with pain and a lot to gain. At first, I was ready for the roses and joy, and then I heard the voice of a little boy crying down the other road saying, no, no, no. Surely, that's not the way to go. He told me that other road seemed to be so sweet, short, and simple, and he found out it was all a gamble. His hands were bloody, clothes torn, ripped up, and his face was covered in tears. He said, listen, traveler, don't go down there. He told me, I went down that road.